Kathy, and thank you for joining today's live show. And thank you for joining. I have two special guests, Cash Patel and Clay Clark. Thank you, gentlemen, once again for joining today's live show. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm excited to have Cash in the studio. I don't think a lot of people, Julie, in our space, in the Christian faith space, a lot of times we say we're praying for President Trump, but a lot of times we don't know the people that are closest to him. And so when you're praying for President Trump, this guy here, Cash Patel, I would consider him as one of President Trump's right-hand men. And so it's an honor to have Cash in our studio today.
No, it's humbling, and believe you me, we need your prayers. This country needs them. And I'm excited to be in Tulsa, Jerusalem.
We're broadcasting live from Tulsa, Jerusalem. I'm trying to get the DC swamp drained, and I'm just trying to get the our official place of business for our country to move the capital from DC to Tulsa, and I'm going to rename it Tulsa, Jerusalem. That's my plan.
There you go. We definitely need to move it out of Washington, DC. Yeah. And I heard that President Trump is actually here in my home state right now. He's at the Iowa State game. So I'm excited about that he's here in Iowa again.
He's going with Matt Whitaker, a buddy of mine, to the, I think they call it the Cyhawk, right? The Hawkeye. What is today? I don't even know the day.
Yeah. Today is September 9th.
I predict he gets multiple standing ovations. He came to the wrestling event in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and every time the camera panned to him, standing ovation. Yeah. Every time that he stood up, standing ovation. He was trying to make it all about the wrestlers, and every single wrestler, once they won the fight or won the match, they sprinted over to him to shake his hand, to give him a hug. I mean, everybody loved President Trump at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw the flag that they were flying at the Yankee Stadium. That was awesome. So anyway, but I'm just excited about that because I'm like, we're just this little state of, in the Midwest. And it's like, to see something like that come, it's pretty awesome. I know he's been here quite a bit, so that's pretty cool. So how are you guys doing today? I know, Cash, you've been really, really busy with all the indictments and all this horrible, nonsense that's going on in the swamp right now.
I'll say this guy knows what's going on here. What I'm trying to do, Julie, is make sure that America knows what's going on, so nobody knows more about these Trump indictments than President Trump. And I'd say the second probably most knowledgeable of the situation is probably Cash Patel. Cash stays on top of the stuff
now. So I mean, I'd never expected my former life as a national security prosecutor and public defender to sort of fold together in this confluence of events here. But what you're starting to see, and this is what I tell President Trump, one of the biggest central planks of your campaign should be destroying the two-tier system of justice. It used to be, oh, what are you talking about? That's right-wing conspiracy. You guys are Trump MAGA nuts. There's no two-tier system of justice. No one's unlawfully surveilled. Russiagate's, that was totally above board. And knocking in people's doors and kicking them down for based on the house of worship they go to or taking on CRT. But now when you start adding all of these historic events together and you take an indictment for Donald Trump in New York, in Georgia, in Washington, in Florida, everybody is now starting to see, wait a second, this guy's running for president, and the DOJ has said forever that when you're running for president, unless you literally commit murder, we have to stay out of politics. And I'm not insinuating in any way Donald Trump did anything unlawful, because all of these indictments are bogus. But what people are starting to tune in on is not the fake disinformation campaigns that the radical left wants to put out through these indictments. They're actually having a reverse effect. People in the middle of the road America are saying, wait a second, maybe I like Donald Trump, maybe I don't like him, but you're targeting him because he believed he won the last election. Isn't that what every single politician in US history says who got defeated? I mean, they're looking at this hypocrisy, right? And they're saying, wait, what do you mean you can't challenge the results of an election? Hillary Clinton did, Hakeem Jeffries did, Nancy Pelosi did, half the Democratic caucus has done that. And they could. The decision point on whether or not you agree with that is the polls. It's not the courtroom. And now people are seeing, wait a second, how do you prosecute 19 co-defendants at one time in 4 weeks? You don't, because it doesn't happen. And so now they're seeing what President Trump's been saying. They're coming after you. He's just in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a personal question for you, Cash. When I was seated,
we're next, not to that part of the show yet.
Well, I'm questioning you, because this is the thing. When I was seated next to President Trump at the White House, and I was going over certain information with him, I was about this close to President Trump, and he too was sipping on a Diet Coke. Can you pull this up to the camera here? Is this a Trump thing? Does everybody who's in the Trump administration have to? When I was sitting next to President Trump, I'm sitting next to him, and I see there's a Diet Coke. Now, I don't consume Diet Cokes, and I noticed that President Trump, you know, he's sipping a Diet Coke. You're sipping a Diet Coke. Is that like a secret code thing to get into your orbit there? Is that what that is?
You know, you just can't help it. You're kind of in, when you're just in the machine, and I'll tell you a quick funny story. My first time in the Oval Office in the Resolute desk, which you were standing by, there's a phone on the desk, and there's like a little box, wooden box with a red button. And I'm sitting down in front of the Resolute desk, and President Trump's behind it. And the president's like, "Would you like a Diet Coke, Cash?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'm not going to, you could offer me, you know, a bottle of turmeric, and I'm going to say yes." And then he pushes the red button, and I didn't know what the red button was for. And he goes, "Don't worry, Cash, that's not the nuke button. That's over here."
Wow.
And then I drank Diet Coke.
Oh, so that's when it started. Okay.
So he's got a sense of humor. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, he's the greatest. I mean, it's what sustained. I mean, we joke about it, but when you're doing the mission that we were doing, which is national security of America, it sustains you. You need some level of humor from your commanding authority just to be like, "Hey, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna kick butt, but let's remember to take 1 second's pause and just like kind of enjoy what we're doing for this country."
Amen. Yeah, and one thing, we were talking to Eric because he was on the show the other day. And he said, "My dad has never been in better spirits before. I mean, he is just like that person that
he's a great,
it's almost like he's thriving on it." And I said, "You know what? That's what we love about him, is that no matter what happens, he's never, ever going to cave. And the more they push, the more he's going to push back, because he's standing for righteousness. He's standing for truth. And that's what a lot of us are. And it's like, he's a symbol of that hope. He's a symbol of that fight in America that America just hasn't really had in a long time, because we've had so many of these politicians that are such, they have no backbones, they're so weak, and they don't do anything. And they definitely don't fight at all, for us anyway. So to see somebody fight like that, it's really refreshing to a lot of American people.
It is. And it's at the same time, it is, we're on a rated G show, so let me use my word verbiage carefully. It is ticking off every political actor in Washington, D.C., Republican and Democrat, because these monsters have campaigned on ending the forever wars. They've campaigned on shutting down the drug traffickers. They've campaigned on taking on Russia and China, and they all failed.
Right.
And Donald Trump succeeded. They hate him for that. They hate him for coming into Washington and robbing them of their livelihoods and their glorified names in the headlights in Hollywood and the fake news mafia. They despise him for succeeding where they all collectively failed. And that is why you're seeing, it's not a Democrat-Republican thing against Donald Trump. It's literally a deep state thing against Donald Trump.
Now, Julie, I wanted to bring up one thing that's interesting about President Trump. And I know that you have people listen to your show of all different faiths. Obviously, you and I are Christians, and that's kind of how we view the world. And I want people to know this. In the Bible, it talked about these Pharisees, okay? So if you haven't read about the Pharisees, you open up your gospel, open the Bible to Mark, and you go in Mark. And basically, you know, Jesus gets baptized. And the first thing that he does is when he comes back from his time in the desert, he starts, the Pharisees start taking issue with him because he's violating the rules of bogusness, of religiousness, of fakeness that bind them together. And what I find with Cash Patel, I find it with President Trump, I find it with Eric Trump, is they do a very good job of sizing people up. That's the phrase I would use, sizing people up, where they quickly look into your eyes, quickly assess in what you're all about, what you're doing. And I think that's why these Reawaken the Tour events connect with people, because when you see somebody like Eric Trump or Cash Patel or General Flynn or you, Julie, get up on stage, we know bogusness. We've seen some of these conservative events over the years that are heavily edited, heavily scripted. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you an example. Last night, I watched the President Trump. I stayed up way too late last night to watch. I normally go to bed at 9. I was up till almost midnight watching this thing. But he was speaking live last night from South Dakota. And he said to the audience, do you mind if I go off prompter for a minute? And the crowd's like, yes! And he begins to really speak from his heart. And there was a moment during the speech, if you haven't watched his rally last night from South Dakota, he gets choked up. And only the way that President Trump can, he fights back whatever that emotion was. They're tears of passion, not of weakness. But he composed himself, and the crowd starts chanting, "We love you, we love you." And he goes to speak, and it was so moving that he composed himself again. It was like a triple recomposing himself before he spoke the words. If you haven't watched it, folks, it's game-changing, and that's the kind of people, Julie, when your listeners are out there mm-hmm. praying for Trump and believing that Trump is going to be restored to his rightful place, these are the kind of people, and they have a great sense of humor. It's kind of gallows humor sometimes. I mean, the things you guys are going through, but there's a sense of humor. I talked to Eric the other day at Cash, and he said, I said, how are you? And he says, Clay, well my father is currently being indicted and prosecuted. And I think the last count, they have over 70 indictments and they're seeking 700 years in prison. But beyond that, I'm doing great. You know, and he just has sort of that mindset where there's always a cheerful tone. And Julie, I mean, these are the people that are in the fight every day. And that's why I'm so excited for your listeners to hear direct from Cash.
Yes, that's why I want them to hear, because one of the things, Cash, that everyone wants to know is how President Trump is really doing. Want to hear if he's hit. They want to hear if, you know, all these things are coming against him, if he's losing any faith or hope or anything.
I mean, you would think that that's the reaction. Like, after the first indictment, the second indictment, the third indictment, the fourth indictment, they want to put you in prison. They want to put you in handcuffs. They want to get you mugshots. They want to go after your family, your friends, everyone you ever spoke to. You would think any other human being in the universe would be like, you know what? Maybe I'll just step aside for this one. Not Donald J. Trump. I have never seen that man in better spirits. It's insane. I talk to him all the time. I see him frequently. And we're working up, you know, how to just keep kicking butt for the American people. And what's inspiring to me is when I'm tired, when I'm down, he's picking me up. He's like, hey, we got an election to win. What are you doing? And I'm just like, holy crap. And it's truly, it's like if you could create a Marvel X-Men, I don't know, comics are not my forte. Anyway, all those cartoon guys and the superheroes, and you created, like, you combined all of them into one person, it would be Trump. And they could maybe name the next X-Men movie like the Trump Men or something like that. But he, like, takes arrows and bullets, gets stronger. He's like the Juggernaut. He just keeps coming after you. And I don't know how he does.
I gotta ask, because I was in Mar-a-Lago meeting with President Trump, and I walked into his office, and you had Dan Scavino that was on his way out.
Dan's a great.
If you don't know who Dan Scavino, folks, he handles all the social media for Trump. And so Dan's on the way out, and I'm there just kind of getting a gathering, and there he has in President Trump's office, it's probably about the size of this room we're in now, and it's a rectangular shape, and he has an executive desk, and I think he's working two or three phones at any given time. I mean, physical phones. I'm not kidding. He has a phone over here, phone over here. He's on the phone nonstop. Susie Wiles is running around, office manager, making things happen, and a young lady named Natalie was up there, and I go, Natalie, what time does he get here? She goes, I don't know that he ever leaves. Just kind of joking me. And I'm not kidding. I said, what time does he leave? She said, I don't know. And I was talking to the staffer, and these are staffers. There are probably maybe 25 or 30 there, Cash.
Yeah.
And then Susie Wiles was there. And I'm not kidding. That guy, the entire time I was there, because I got there early with General Flynn, he was on the phone getting stuff done. Endless motor, just going 90 miles an hour. Yeah. And the people weren't kidding, though. I said, no, seriously, what time does he leave? I don't know that he does. I said, what time does he get here? We don't know. He's always here.
He was like that at the White House. I mean, he outworked everybody. I mean, I remember when we'd travel on Air Force One and the whole plane would be asleep, he'd be up in the office working.
It's awesome.
It's just, and in the morning, people are like, oh, he doesn't come down till, you know, late. And I'm like, that's because you geniuses don't know he's up in the Yellow Oval upstairs working. I know, because I've been there early in the morning watching him crank. I mean, this is the ethos of this man. And people were like, you know, let's just put into perspective. Joe Biden has taken 40% of his work day calendar and turned it into a vacation. Literally, 40% of this man's entire 2.5 year tenure as president has been spent on the beach. I think Trump was at 26% overall. The difference I would notice, having traveled with Trump relentlessly, was when he was out and quote unquote golfing, that man was working. He was working all the time. It didn't stop. It didn't turn off. We'd be flying to India working, you know, whatever. Like, he would just go. And so even when he took a quote unquote vacation, he was cranking, unlike Joe Biden passed out under the umbrella and that, you know, whatever beach bonanza.
I was going to say that. He's like the exact opposite, because Biden never works and Trump never sleeps or never stops working.
It's weekend at Biden's with that clown.
Unbelievable. And Julie, again, I just want people to know this. So many people in my life, we pray for President Trump, and we need to pray for the people around him. There is an entire team of people that work day in, day out. And as a lot of people on the conservative side, I've met a lot of these wonderful people at the Reawaken Tour, and they'll tell me, Clay, Trump just had some bad people around him. Well, let me just tell you, there are some wonderful people around President Trump. And I believe, Cash, maybe you think I'm wrong, but I believe that when President Trump left the White House, he's been able to see the chessboard and see who's on his team and who isn't. I think it's becoming clear. Right now, would you agree with that?
I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. And a big part of I want everybody, Rhino otherwise, to run for office or speak out publicly against Donald Trump, because what it does for us is what you just said. It shows us who you are. We knew it. Now the world knows it. Now you're out when President Trump wins. And so combining that with all the folks that we had in that were great, and a bunch that we had that were terrible, we've now seen them go over to that, whatever that silly show is on that network or this network,
well,
or come out.
Can I ask you about pastors for a second, not names, just in general, because this is something I want to make a connection here. Julie, on your Rumble channel, for everybody watching right now, I want to leave a comment. If you're watching right now, leave a comment on Rumble or YouTube or whatever, and just write on there how you heard about Julie, how you first heard about Julie. Because I first heard about Julie where people are saying, this crazy woman in Iowa will not stop supporting, praying for, believing for President Donald J. Trump. She will, on her show, Cash, she will pray for President Trump. She will tell her listeners to not lose faith. She is relentless. And there's a lot of pastors, and I'm not going to mention their name. I'm not going to. I don't want to get sued on today's show, but this happened. A lot of pastors that I met, they're best-selling authors that I met through business things in the past. Where do they go? Where are these people? I've seen a lot of them who are like, I think that, Rob DeSanctimonious, I think that's his name. Rob DeSanctimonious. Yeah, I love that guy. I think he's the future, Rob DeSanctis. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing that. Are you seeing that? Am I the only one who's noticed that some of these faith leaders have disappeared?
Yeah, but similarly, like we were talking about earlier, now we also know who really supports Donald Trump and who doesn't.
Yep.
And it's not just about money. Of course, you need campaigns to be well-funded, because that's how the Democrats are going to operate. We need to operate at every single local, state, and federal event that they're at. Plus, but you need to not be messaging to people who, when you talk to them, say, oh, yeah, I'm all in, I'm going to help you, and then turn around and stab you in the face and the back. And that's the type of people you're talking about. And they're out now. And we know.
Like, amen.
You're right. You want to go vote for Tater Tot Ron down in Florida? That's fine. You could do your thing. If you want to go vote for Chris Christie's word salad or Pence in India, I don't care. That's your right as an American. But if you're a pastor, if you're a businessman, if you're a sports team owner, if you're from Hollywood and you want to go support all those people, do it loudly. Make sure we hear you, because you will never be allowed back in the dojo ever again.
Amen. And Julie Green, I appreciate you, what you've been doing behind the scenes for the Trump administration. You have been activating the prayer warriors, and I mean that sincerely. You've been doing that, and it's definitely gone noticed by me, and I appreciate what you and everyone watching does.
Well, I want to tell you that we're like bulldogs. You know, we won't back off. We don't quit. And the more, like, we get pressured into quitting, because, of course, you know, we've had a lot of persecution and stuff in this ministry, but the more we just fight back. That's what we do. And so the more I see injustice, the more I pray for justice. That's just what we do. This is what's been in me. I have been a type of person my whole entire life that's wanted to see justice, and I want to see God's justice because I know what's going on in this country is not right. So a lot of people who are like me, who follow this ministry, are the same exact way. They are crying out for justice. They want justice. And what the Lord told me a long time ago to do was just get up on here. I didn't want to get on camera, but just get up on here and encourage people because I did not want to lose this nation. And I know a lot of people do not want to lose this nation. So see the people like Cash and see people like you and President Trump and everybody with him. We pray for the entire team. We pray for everybody surrounding him. We pray for his entire family. Why? Because you guys are on those front lines that need that prayer and covering because this is a spiritual battle and people don't see that all the time, but it is. And it's like, I just wanted you guys to know that we're type of people that are not going to back off either. I mean, we don't care what kind of persecution can we get. We don't care if people aren't going to invite us to certain churches,
right,
or to certain TV shows, right, or certain interviews. I don't care. All I care about is doing what God wants me to do, and that's it, and that's the focus. So.
Now, Julie, I want to bring up something here. For anybody out there who is 40 years of old or younger, we all know the name LeBron James. We all know the name. Yep. Like him or not, you all know the name. Everybody knows LeBron James. We all know Justin Bieber. Whether you like him or not, you know, we all know Taylor Swift. We all know Michael Jordan. There's things we all know. We all know Super Bowl. We know it. We usually know what teams are playing. But Cash, we don't know the government gangsters that are tearing this country apart. We don't know who they are.
This guy's a pro.
No, we don't know who they are. We don't. We say, you go, well, who's destroying the country? A lot of us will say, you know, if you're really awake, you'll say, it's the deep state. But you go, okay, well, who is the deep state? I want to know. Give me a name of one person. And you go, well, yeah, overall, then those guys. But this crazy guy just wrote a book that the Biden administration didn't want to ever get to you, the listener. So I think for 8 months, you've been in a legal battle to get get your book out?
I had to sue my government to get my own book out and we won. So after 9 months, we won. The book's going to print. It's releasing in 2 weeks, governmentgangsters.com. And you're right. Donald Trump called it the blueprint to winning back 2024 and obliterating the deep state. In the back of the book, I name every single government gangster, Democrat or Republican, by name and title that I ever encountered in the legislative branch and how they screwed over our country. I want the world to know that they failed. When you serve in government, it is a privilege. It is not a right. And you don't get a medal or a pat on the back for doing your job. But when you fail to do your job, you are to be expelled. You have lost the right to serve. It is not for everyone. And we have failed as a society in calling these people out. Rather, we give them awards. We give them promotions. We make them the next director of the FBI, Chris Wray. We make them the next attorney general, Merrick Garland. And we see a two-tier system of justice, the complete weaponization, the complete politicization of our democratic judicial system. And that has to stop. And that's what government gangsters are all about. My ride through government, Trump administration, probably a story in there about how I fell asleep in the Oval Office one time. No big deal. We, you know, just like we did with the Trump administration, you got to have fun with it and you got to tell the world your failures and you got to tell the world Donald Trump's immense successes. And we outline that. But more importantly, we talk about in government gangsters, okay, they're named. That's great. Now what? The solutions. We tell you how to use the legislative, judicial, and executive branch and how to fix the DEA, the FBI, the DOJ, the DOD, the CIA, the NSA. Every single institution that is failing us daily because its political leadership has been completely weaponized against anything that is America first.
And Julie, I want to insert this real quick. This is important for your listeners to know. Today, your team sent me a link to today's interview. I clicked the link and now you're communicating with me. I'm hopefully communicating with you. Your listeners, we're all communicating. And folks, if you're watching in the Rumble comments, write how you heard about Julie Green. I want to hear that. But I mean this is big. And so what happens is, but you didn't have to sue the government for the right to send me the link. Okay. You didn't have to sue. This guy had to sue the government for the right. Could you imagine to put out the truth? And so if you go to governmentgangsters.com, I want everyone to do this right now. Go to governmentgangsters.com. And if anybody buys any books from Cash, and by the way, we got Christmas coming up around the corner. What, September? What better way to say I love you this holiday season than by buying a government gangster copy of the book? Go to governmentgangsters.com. You buy a copy of the book. And what you'll do is if you'll screenshot a proof of purchase of that book to me, Julie, you will have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America tour when you buy your ticket. So we are going to Trump Doral in October. We are doing that. It's going to happen.
Be there.
And we're going to Tulare, California.
Devin Nunes
country in California in December. Yeah. And if you want to get a backstage pass, but I'm not kidding. Do you have any idea how much money it costs to sue the government, folks? So if you want to support this man in his, I call it a ministry. He might call it a mission, but I'll just say, if you want to support this man, Kash Patel, and his fight to get the truth out there, just go to governmentgangsters.com. You buy the book right now, and you just text me proof of purchase. My phone number is 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. And what the devil meant for bad, this is Yuval Noah Harari. Cash is Yuval Noah Harari. What the devil meant for bad, on the back, God means for good. This is my cell phone number. You can text me the number, 918-851-0102. Proof that you bought the book, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. So you can meet Kash Patel, Don Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump,
Clark.
Well, I'll be on the stage putting out a fire, looking frantic. But again, you can meet everybody, and that's Trump Doral in Miami. It's October. And Julie, I mean this because this is the stuff nobody talks about Diet Cokes in their interview. And nobody talks about, by the way, no one ever talks about that. And no one ever talks about the fact this guy had to sue just to get the book out. Think about that. It's wild.
There's got to be something in there they didn't want you to read. But here's the hilarious part, and I'll leave it at that. They said it was for redaction purposes.
Redaction.
They redacted 0.05% of the book. One phrase six times over. It was laughable.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised at what they try to use as an excuse to silence people. I mean, take it from me. I've been taken off YouTube five times.
That's five gold medals.
Yeah, I wear them proudly.
We should make it like a medal for being like kicked off.
The most censored?
Yeah.
Man, President Trump would have to, if he shelled out medals for the, so when he gets back in the White House, shells out medals for the people that are the most censored.
This is another good idea. You know,
there's a lot of medals.
You know where that medal's going? In the White House gift shop that Clay Clark is going to run.
Now, this
is going to be his new job. He's taking over the White House gift shop. It's going to be awesome.
Now, I want to be very clear, right? Under the Biden administration, we've now racked up. If you go to usdebtclock.org, I'm going to pull this up, Cash, so you can see it. It's US.
I don't want to cry today.
Debtclock.org. Under the Biden administration, we're now up to $254,000 of debt per taxpayer. So I think what I'm going to do in the gift shop, this is my move here, Cash. I'm going to say, if you buy $254,000 of stuff, your next purchase is free.
Yeah, I like
it. So that way we can pay off the debt real fast. And then we'll just step right up, get a cup, get a mug, get government gangsters, get the flag, get the whole deal. And if you buy $254,000 of stuff, your next purchase is free. And I'm just going to kind of do that. That's my angle.
And we'll have a stuffed Biden sleeping on the Delaware Beach thing.
We could bring in the real Biden or a stuffed Biden. You couldn't tell the difference. People would go, how do I know if this is the real one? Or not. They both are the same.
We could sell the classified docs he stole. We'll do an auction.
I am so buying it.
Yeah. This is happening.
If we get this done, I'm telling you, if we get it done, what's going to happen is, Julie Green, you could be praying people when they enter, they enter the White House. I'll be selling stuff to pay off the national debt. Cash will be doing whatever it is that Cash does. Cash, can you tell Julie, tell Julie, this is a story that very few people know. President Trump, under his watch during the last 18 months, no U.S. soldier died over in the Middle East during his final 18 months. Mm-hmm. But there were some terrorists. These are people that cause terror. That's what they do. And President Trump called you one day or emailed you or something happened. And he said, we need to remove these people from the planet.
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody what happened there?
They're dead. It's pretty simple. So President Trump's national security mission was, and one of the hostage rescue operation stories, we call it the Halloween HR because it happened during Halloween, is in the government gangsters. It's also how the story of how I fired Mark Esper. But what President Trump said was simple. Wipe out al-Qaeda senior leadership, kill the emirs of ISIS, bring home American soldiers, end the forever wars, and take out the drug traffickers and human traffickers. It's not really a political mission. And the power of President Trump was when he said to go get it done, and he had folks like me and a bunch of other guys around, like Rick Grinnell, Johnny Ratcliffe, a couple other great law enforcement intel leaders, we got it done. And if we didn't get it done, I would go and remind him that these people, these government gangsters, are in the way. And just think about if your loved one was taken, and just put this into perspective. Every president before...